Welcome once again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. It's hard to believe that another year has come and gone and that a new year is already upon us. So happy new year, everyone. If you're like me and so many others, New Year's resolutions are something that we feel compelled to make. Here to give us some handy ideas about what we might want to start doing to ensure a great new year, but also increase our prospects for a great retirement is Catherine Collinson from the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. Catherine, what should we be doing? You've got some four essential tips that we should all be thinking about here in the new year.
The first essential to do is setting goals for the upcoming year, including personal, professional, and/or volunteer goals, and of course, financial. Especially around the new year, give yourself the gift of time to reflect and ask yourself, what's most important to you? What do you want to accomplish? Time is precious, so how do you want to spend it? And what brings you the greatest happiness to you and your family? Once you have these priorities in mind, it's a lot easier to set financial goals that can help you right-size your aspirations to fit within your budget.
A handy tool I know we've often referenced is the retirement calculator. There are dozens of them out there, and there are apps now that you can go to and keep track and really plug in some very basic numbers.
And that leads to the second essential to do. Calculate your retirement savings needs and also do a current review of your savings and investments. Take a look. How is your life journey changing? Are you starting a family? Maybe you're getting older. Do your current plans reflect your aspirations and lifestyle goals? Are you thinking too big or are you thinking too small? It's a good time to do a sanity check to ensure that you're saving enough to fall within your expectations and also to review your portfolio to ensure that you are investing consistent with your risk tolerance and your years to retirement.
Okay, tip number three.
We talk about a backup plan a lot. Review your insurance coverages to make sure they're adequate. Take time to review your property casualty insurance for your house, your auto, or if you're renting a place, your rental. Take a look at life insurance if you have it or if you need it, especially if you've just started a family. Also think about things like disability insurance if you're unable to work or your spouse or partner's unable to work. And then even think about the potential for long-term care.
You really make it clear that so much of this is do-it-yourself these days. You've got to begin to think about these things. You've got to sort of put pen to paper and sketch out what your current profile is, what your goals are, and then see where you are in relation to those two. Tip number four.
Update your resume. The beginning of the year is the perfect time to update your resumes to ensure that it's fresh and sparkling and reflects all of your accomplishments over the past 12 months before the new year gets away and those great accomplishments become a distant memory.
This is your mantra. Keep your skills up to date, stay marketable, stay competitive, because the fact is, people are no longer retiring at traditional retirement age. 65 or 67 is not necessarily the time when you're going to stop working. You got to stay fresh and competitive. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.